Now, you say there are some prerequisites to a successful performance review. Three biggies. What are they?
Well, the three biggies that are prerequisites is, first of all, you have to have leadership that's interested in actually using this approach. The second is that you need to have a performance measurement process. You have to have measures if you're going to be having a meeting about measures. And then third, you need to have some staff that, at a minimum, can pull together the information and present it in a way that the leaders can make sense out of it in a meeting format.
So we're talking about performance measurements, really, of a group, in other words, because this is not, we're not talking about individual performance reviews, but program performance.
Correct.
Is this something that should be done continuously, and can it be automated in such a way that you don't need to go data gathering every time you want to take a look?
Well, the meetings need to happen on a regular basis. If you look at state and local governments, these meetings for a particular like agency in the city of Baltimore, for example, the trash department or the police department, those meetings happen every other week. In federal agencies, they tend to happen about quarterly under the new GPRA Modernization Act. That's a requirement. Whether you can have data collected automatically depends on the status of the agency's data collection systems. That's the ideal, is to not make it some major effort that happens on a quarterly basis, but something that's an ongoing, regular thing. What happened during the Recovery Act is that requirement of collecting and reporting spending data from the recipients of the Recovery Act money happened at the federal level, and at the local level, in some cases, in order to meet that requirement, they started collecting it weekly, and they started doing it through automatic means.
So because you were able to sit in on some of those review sessions for the city and state governments, do you see best practices that the federal government can take from that?
Yes. One of the things that I was impressed was that the informal interaction that went on back and forth between the leaders and the people that were being asked questions, that it was a really good dialogue, and it wasn't a punitive thing of why didn't you do this or that. It was more like, how can we help you get to the next step, or what is it that's needed? It was more of a learning session as opposed to an accountability session.
We're speaking with John Kamensky, Senior Fellow and Associate Partner at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Let's get back to the metrics themselves, because there are many, many ways you can measure federal programs. The most obvious one is, you know, is it on budget? But that doesn't often tell you whether it's doing what it's supposed to do. So who decides what metrics to measure, and how do you get agreement around saying, yes, those are what we want to measure?
Well, in the agencies today, there are high priority goals that each agency has set, a small handful of like 3 to 5, and each goal has some target around it, and the measures are progress toward that target. In the agriculture department, for example, one of their goals is to reduce what's called food deserts, or the distance that people in urban areas need to drive to get to a grocery store. And the goal is to make access to a grocery store a mile or less. And so they're able to go into major urban areas and say, have grocery stores been built in these areas, and is there ways that we can help encourage grocery chains to begin putting in grocery stores in largely low-income areas that aren't underserved.
So that implies that there's an indirect effect that the agency can have on the outcome.
Yes.
And this is true of a lot of programs where money goes to, say, state agencies. They decide where it ends up ultimately, and there's some macro effect that the federal government hopes will happen but doesn't really have direct say-so over. So who gets measured? What's the consequences if, say, people still have to drive an average of 2 miles to the grocery store
right,
5 years into this?
Right. Well, the new law, the Government Performance and Results Act, has actual consequences in it for agencies that are unable to meet the targets that have been set. And so there's an urgency that's new under this law for agencies to come up with strategies and ways to help achieve the goals.
Because I was wondering, you know, if you look at this and take this new GPRA updated law to its most logical conclusion, there are vast areas of government that you could say, you know, have had very little effect. I'm thinking in particular of the numbers of people who are rated as being under the poverty line, are at record highs, and yet there's been trillions spent on programs to affect those people. What do we take away from that?
Well, one of the things that you have to understand is that government is not the sole impact on the overall economy. And so I think that citizens need to moderate their expectations of what government can actually deliver.
And so does Congress and the president, too, for that matter, correct?
Correct. Well, they're part of the government, yes.
All right. Well, just I was going to say, because GPRA could be extended as widely as federal agencies want it. But I think for the most part, you're saying let's narrow it down to the specifics of the channel that my program is in, my line item, if you will.
And it can be something more than a program, which is under the new GPRA law, reaches across program structure. So if you're looking, for example, to reduce the incidence of food poisoning, there's 15 different federal agencies, and this law encourages these agencies to work together. And these forums of these regular quarterly meetings would be a place to bring all these agencies together to discuss their joint strategies for how they're going to reduce food poisoning.
And would you say that in your interactions with agencies that you have through the center, enough people understand this and how to make it happen, that is the new GPRA requirements, that we can see it happening on a widespread basis sometime soon?
I don't know whether it'll happen sometime soon. There is a large learning curve that will need to occur. When I was involved with the original GPRA back in 93, there was a five-year ramp-up before the law took effect. And in this particular law, the revisions, it's basically a two-year ramp-up. So there's going to be a lot that's going to have to occur within agencies over the next 2 years to prepare for the goal setting, the metrics development, these meetings, and people having a different way of doing business.
And OMB is going to be the enforcer here, pretty much?
Well, OMB has a new entity called the Performance Improvement Council that's been placed into law, and that's going to be a leverage arm. So it's not just OMB. It's OMB working with the performance improvement officers across agencies to jointly do this.